Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Gunn will be back on Tuesday. I'm broadcasting live from the Odyssey Studios right across WFAN in New York City, a place Ed is very familiar with.
Yeah.
Ed back home in Baltimore. I don't know, Ed, over the last 5 years, I may be more familiar with New York than you.
Ain't no doubt in my mind.
I think I've been here more than you have the last 5 years.
No doubt. I go up for funerals now. That's it. It's not right.
Man, I've seen the city change, though.
Yeah.
It's no longer the city that I fell madly in love with about a decade
ago. No, it's definitely going the wrong way right now. Yeah, absolutely. It's very noticeable. It makes me real sad.
Got to pick it up.
Yeah.
Pick it up, man. Love this city. But I still come here because, you know. It's New York, baby.
It's the hub of the universe.
It's New York, baby. Come on. I'm in my Uber. By the way, you know how much my Uber was this morning?
No.
Less than 4 miles.
Yeah.
You know how much it was?
No.
$60.
What?
60. I texted it to Joe last night. I was just curious because I was just here in June. You know how much that same Uber ride was in June?
Mm-mm.
$18.
Oh, yeah. The General Assembly. Yeah.
Yep. $18 in June. $60 today. But nonetheless, it costs what it costs.
Right.
But I was riding through at, 4:45, 5 o'clock in the morning. All the lights are on. The delis are open.
Yeah.
The food trucks are operable. People buy. I'm like, man, what are the... Where else does this happen? It's 5 o'clock in the freaking morning.
Yeah.
This is the deli open sign. People moving around inside. You can get something to eat. And I was in Toronto, and it was tumbleweed at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Only two places that it was really fully functional that time of the morning were New York and Chicago. Every place else, no. Not fully functional. Maybe a few places here, there. The national franchises, like the 7-Elevens, are open. But, like, the businesses, the local businesses, were not open that early in the morning. New York and Chicago, fully functional.
Yeah. I mean, I like that. Makes me sad when I'm in a city and it's just dead.
I know.
Nothing going on. It's like, ugh. But.
I love it. How'd you spend your Thursday evening there, Kabish?
I went and had a bunch of little cigars with my BPD buddies.
Where?
Mount Washington Cigar.
Okay.
Right down the street from the station.
Yeah.
So we all hung out there.
I've never been there. Is that a good setup?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great local spot. I think you know Charlie Fink, who owns it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. It's real good. We just all text each other, hey, what are you guys doing? Let's go. Okay. Yeah. So about 4 or 5 of us met over there.
I saw a cigar spot within walking distance of the hotel when I got the Uber. I dressed so I could walk back to the hotel. It was a nice mm-hmm. little workout. But I saw a nice little cigar spot there. It was right across from a place that I looked like I could get a steak. So my mission tomorrow of steak and cigar looks like it's possible, especially with it being a 2 o'clock game.
Well, if you can't get it done there, it ain't happening.
You are so right about that. That's cool, though. I mean, yeah. that's a day when yeah. you didn't have plans. The boys call you, and you know, you spend some good men time.
It was great.
You know,
stories, laughing. You know, it was just good. It was really good.
I went to the Orioles game naturally, having to leave out with them. Got there maybe, I want to say third inning. Yeah, third inning. And just to see the drama unfold. Down 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Mayo with a home run ties it up in the bottom of the eighth. And I was sitting next to Greg Bader. And I said to him when Beavers came up to lead off the inning, I said, I don't know, man. We might not go extras. This is the guy that can do it. First pitch, home run.
Yeah.
He stepped on that one, didn't he? Oh, yeah. He got all of that one.
It's so nice to see these guys work out who just come up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's when he's, because he's so used to, and it's normal. Guys come up from the minors and they struggle for a couple of months and don't find themselves. Sometimes get sent back down and come back up. And these two just step right in.
Yeah. Mayo's starting to do better. But you said it yesterday. We were talking about yesterday how these guys keep fighting. You said no Cancun on three.
Yeah.
Well, it's the final home game of a disappointing season. You're down 5-2. Let's just go home, right? Let's just hop on a plane, go up to New York and finish out the season. No. They scored four runs in the last two innings to win the game. That's the thing that impresses me the most about this team. It was a very disappointing year. We can sit here. There's enough things that went wrong longer than your arm. But the one thing that goes right that shows me something to build on is that there's no quitting these guys. They didn't feel sorry for themselves. They finished out strong. No one thought they would win 70-plus games twice. No one went into the season thinking they would win 70-something games. But then after the season began, nobody thought they would win 70-something games.
Right. Yeah.
So to turn it around and push this thing as close to 500 as you possibly could, it shows me some guts.
Yeah. And they've been fighting. They really have. This is one of the things that's impressed me most and made me real optimistic for next year is to watch them fight the last 2 months, actually. They've been playing good baseball.
They have been.
They really have. Definitely. They're playing good baseball, and they showed a lot of heart.
Definitely. Watch a little Thursday night football as well. How much of that game did you watch?
I didn't get to make it to the end. I watched a little bit in the beginning.
Did you struggle because the game has no personality?
Yes. It's funny you said that. Yeah, kind of.
It felt like games have personality. That game to me had no, like in the past, you had in Seattle, you had guys like where Russell Wilson was likable. You had Marshawn Lynch. You know what I mean? You had
Legion of Boom.
Yeah. After that, you had DJ Metcalf, even. You had some person on the Cardinals side. I don't like Kyler Murray's face.
Because he looks like Chance the Rapper?
There's just something about it. He just seems like a brat. You know, just something about him, it just makes me want, you're bratty. It's just no personality. I don't dislike either one of those teams. I love Mike McDonald. You know that. But it just, that game had no personality to me.
I think some of these teams, too, that you don't see often, you really have no connection to when you see them play. It's like, okay, it's football. I'm going to watch. But, you know, I like, obviously, you want to see Ravens play. But when there's other teams on, like the Chiefs or the Chargers or the Lions or, for me, the Buccaneers, there's just some other teams that I want to see that are exciting. They have, I think the Baker Mayfield story is great this year. The Chargers have turned around.
They have personality.
Yeah.
Those games have personality. You just said it, Baker Mayfield. That's your personality on the Buccaneers. You know, there's a reason to watch other than just watching a football game. Last night I'm tuning in to this game. I'm like, what am I watching? Who am I watching for? And there's just nothing. It was just nothing to draw me to the end of that game. I don't know. It was just me.
No, it's definitely not just you. I felt the same way. So, yeah. No excitement.
None. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports will join us at 6:45, tell us what he's betting on. We need it because Jeremy Connor's not in today. But on the other side, Kyle Hamilton said he feels you Ravens fans can act a little spoiled in the back off of his defensive coordinator. Was that a bad idea? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
15 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic feel-good Friday in Baltimore and in New York as the Orioles get ready for the final series of the 2025 regular season. Ed Norris, remember that time I said Kyle Hamilton would be a horrible draft pick?
I do.
He's gone on to be my favorite defensive player, the Ravens. He will move one day into becoming one of my top defensive players for the Ravens of all time before it's all said and done. I mean, he's like right below, for me, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed. He's like entering that stratosphere for me.
Yeah, me too. I think he's going to be one of the best defensive players we've ever had when all said and done.
Yes. It's just times that you love being wrong, and that was one of those times because I love this young man. Not only is a football player, but I met him at Camden Yards last season, and he's just good people.
Yeah,
good people. Kyle Hamilton also is loyal, very loyal. It's one thing that we found out about him. Loyal to his defensive coordinator as well, who seems like he's taking a little bit of offense to what Ravens Nation, Ravens flock is saying about him. This is what Hamilton had to say just yesterday.
Whatever criticism he's getting, I don't know. I feel like sometimes Ravens fans can be a little spoiled, just like the amount of success that this franchise has had. We lose 5 games and the world's about to end. I think on Zach, it's unfair to put all the blame on him when there's 11 guys out there on the field that are playing their hearts off, and he's put us in the right positions. It's just a matter of us doing the right stuff, and that's where I feel like the critiques of Zach or whatever coaches are unfair, because he can't go out there and play for us, and as much as he'd want to, he can't. So it's up to us to go out and get the job done. So it's not a Zach thing. It's not a coaching thing on the defense side of the ball. It's just players got to get the stuff right.
Your thoughts on what he had to say, Ed Norris?
He sounds like a professional. He said that. and frankly, and I've said what he said for years.
Oh, my gosh.
I've said this for years. I said I think the fan base here is spoiled because this team is good every year. Look, I don't like what I see right now. I've been critical. They've been good. I've been here 25 years. They've been good pretty much every year I've been here. They've had a couple of down years. I mean a couple. You can count on a couple of fingers. They've been to a Super Bowl. I mean, they've been to 2 since I'm here. They won both. I mean, this is unusual. You look around. Look at other cities and what they go through. I mean, let's see, obvious in Cleveland and the New York Jets and
Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
Panthers.
The Lions are only good now. They've never been to a Super Bowl, first of all. They've been terrible until the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So it's like there's a lot of cities that have suffered. This is not one of them, and I think he's right, where, you know, you lose a couple of games, like, fire everybody! They got to go. Like, okay. All righty.
It's funny. You know what I said to Joe during a break? I said, because Joe and I had this conversation. I think we all had this conversation just a couple of weeks ago about this. But I said to Joe, proof that what he's saying is accurate is the reaction to what he's saying. The nerve of him. I'm appalled by him. What gives him the right to? You are okay with athletes talking if they say what you agree with.
Right.
But the minute they ruffle your feathers, you want them to just play football. That's what gets me. I agree with everything Kyle Hamilton had to say. And you're right. This organization has been very successful. Hats off to you. Hats off to Ozzie Newsome, to Eric DaCosta, to the coaching staff, to ownership, number one, for stepping, because you could very well have Jerry Jones, a meddling owner who thinks he knows football. But you don't have that. You have an owner who writes checks and invested in his organization. Yeah. That's what he does. However, the fan base acts as if we've had some kind of Patriot dynasty.
Right.
No, the fan base acts as if we've had some kind of Chiefs dynasty. And we haven't. You know, it's like, you know, it's, oh, if they don't win the Super Bowl, they're absolute failures. Joe Flacco won the Super Bowl a gazillion years ago. This organization has constantly put you in position to enjoy football every year because you play meaningful games. When is the last time we played a meaningful game, a meaningless game in Baltimore that wasn't because you already clinched the playoffs? When's the last meaningless game you played?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Even the year you didn't go to the playoffs, you were playing for the playoffs down the stretch. You just missed it. So, I mean, you've played meaningful football games every year. I don't like what the defense has done, but I also don't mind a player defending his coach.
No, I like that, actually. I want the coaches to defend the players, and I want the players to defend the coaches. And not say, you know, start throwing shade at people and, you know, subliminal message or outright criticism. You know, just, no. I think he's right. I think the fan base is spoiled, and just you got to step back and look at what you have, man.
And I think you said perfect. He sounds like a professional because he handled that very professionally, in my opinion. He clapped back and didn't, you know, throw too much shade at you. Hey, look, you guys are spoiled.
Yeah.
We win every year. We lose five games. It's like the world is ending.
Said it calmly.
You know, there's a minute work sign here.
Yeah. That was very matter of fact. Like, they're spoiled. Yeah, I think you're right. I think they are.
What do you think the pushback will be from the fan base?
Oh, you'll get some. You'll get some, you know, ass clowns going to be on there and go after him, and then it'll get personal. You know the usual.
The minute he doesn't make a play.
Yeah, yes.
See, you should shut up and just play football. Maybe if you focus more on that instead of talking, you're going to hear all of that.
Oh, I heard somebody yesterday on, I think it was the midday show. The caller was calling in and was like, he's not a playmaker. He doesn't do it. He's like, what are you watching? Seriously, what the hell? Did you ever play this game?
Somebody called our show criticizing, remember? Yeah. Yesterday, too.
Maybe the same guy.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Hamilton is the epitome of a playmaker. He is exactly all
He's kept that defense together throughout injuries and stuff. We had all kinds of problems. People out. People get injured. He steps up. He ends up moving close to the line. Moves back to the safety position. Then he comes up to the line to fill that role. He does a lot of things for this team.
Having said that, let's focus on where the criticism lies. You and I both know that Kansas City Chiefs can't get right on offense. And I know they're getting a piece back. They're getting Worthy back this week, I think. Am I right?
Not sure.
If they get him back, but the offense has struggled. If their offense is able to put together some things on Sunday, how much criticism then will Zach Orr get? Because they've been struggling all year.
Oh, a lot. I mean, a lot.
Is it justifiable, in your opinion?
No. It depends how the defense plays. I mean, if Kansas City gets their act together, and I'm hoping that they don't, and I don't think they will, I think the Chiefs need to score 30 points to win this game, which is why I picked the Ravens, because I don't think the Chiefs are scoring 30 points. I think that's how the Ravens win. They may not hold them down. They're not going to hold them to 10 or 17. They'll probably score 20-something, 24 points, 27 points. But I think the Ravens are going to outscore them because look what they did playing poorly, you know, against the Lions. Still put up a lot of points. They put up more points than anybody in the league this year. So I just think, you know, we'll see how it goes. And if they beat the Chiefs, there's going to be criticism. Yeah, but you're just, you know, 2-2. Okay.
Well, that's criticism I'll take. Rashawn just texted me. He said, why the shot at Jerry so early? Talked about the owner of his football team. And my response is, because it's easy. You know what I mean? Early, your mind is not working right. You go for the low-hanging fruit. That's Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is the low-hanging fruit for insults.
I guess he is.
you don't have to work off to insult Jerry Jones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us at 6:45. See what he's advising you to bet on this weekend. But on the other side, update on some injuries. Likely limited again, and Travis Jones limited as well. Matabike, Stanley, Ricard, Van Noy, Broderick, Washington, all not participating on Thursday. Is it time to worry? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:31 in the a.m., Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports will join us at 6:45. But right now, Ed, we're talking injuries, man. And
yeah.
There are a ton of them. See, I think this has more of a contributing factor to the game on Sunday than the two teams just versus one another. The Ravens go into this game relatively healthy. I think they beat the Chiefs, and we're not even talking about it. But these injuries, to me, are key injuries. You have already been without Likely. Now you add Travis Jones to it, Matt BK, Stanley. You already been without Ricard, Van Noy, Broderick Washington. These injuries collectively, if you're missing one or two, maybe even three of these guys, okay. But missing all of these guys?
That's your whole defensive line, essentially.
That's everybody.
Matt BK, Van Noy, Washington, and Jones. That's a defensive line.
I think it was Jeremy who said yesterday how many guys they called up from the practice squad to play defense against Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And Ricard's still out, too.
And Mr. Jones is on the defensive side. You going to be without Ronnie Stanley?
Yes.
Ah, man, it's just, that's a tall, tall task for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all the names you know.
Yeah. I don't like it.
It's devastating. I mean, the list is questionable. Only Matabike is out right now officially. So we'll see, but it's a lot of guys.
If Isaiah Likely does not play Sunday, do you question why he wasn't IR'd?
Yeah. Because the way it was positioned initially was he was injured. I thought he can come back, with a question against the Lions, but definitely against the Chiefs. If he doesn't play Sunday, I'd be like, this is another miss as far as evaluating him.
Yeah. You're going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. You're going up against, a quarterback who we all say may not be the best in the league anymore. Because of the emergence of guys like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. I'm sorry. I know if you want to give me Mahomes' resume, he's the best currently right now in the National Football League. But right now, if you're talking about how well they're playing, I got into this conversation yesterday. Someone was just beside himself calling me a homer that I called Lamar Jackson the best quarterback in the league. I said, okay, well, let's do this. Let's do this. We're going to draft. We draw straws. You got the number one overall pick. Who are you getting? You getting Lamar or you getting Mahomes? Well, Mahomes is a winner. I know that, but Mahomes is a winner based on everything that's around him. I said, in terms of building a franchise, this is the first pick you're going to have, so you don't know what else he has on his team. You have no clue who's playing around him. Who do you get, Lamar or Patrick Mahomes? And you and I both know from our law enforcement days, when a man doesn't answer the question and kicks back and reiterates his argument, it's because you just won.
Yeah, we'll ask the question. So who would I pick between the two? Is that what you're asking me when they ask the question back the time?
Yeah. Yeah. I said, who do you pick? You don't know who else is on the team. This is your first pick. If I don't know who else is on my team, I'm telling you, Lamar Jackson is my first pick because no one impacts the game more than him. The second pick, if I have the second pick and you pick Lamar, I'm picking Josh Allen. Because other than Lamar, no one else impacts the game more than Josh Allen.
Yeah.
That's it. Those two guys are the most impactful football players in the National Football League, meaning put them in the middle, then everything else around them is better. I don't care who you are, you're instantly better. They're the Magic Johnsons of the National Football League. I don't care what Magic has around them. Put Magic on the court and everything around him is better. Michael Cooper is better. You know what I mean? James Worthy is better. Oh, James Worthy is great, but he's better. Everybody's better. That's what Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen do to a football team. They make everybody around them
better. Yeah, and they can carry a team.
They can. And that's why I give the Ravens, despite having Likely out, Travis Jones out, Matt BK out, Stanley out, Ricard, Van Noy, Broderick Washington, I still give them a chance on Sunday because of number eight.
Me too. That's why I picked them to win, because I think they can outscore the Chiefs. I think they'll win this game the way the Bengals have pulled games out, 33-29, 34-30, things like that. I think that's what they're going to do.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's weird to me. I think I said it yesterday on the show how both of our local teams, man, seem like injuries has been, Ravens early on already were talking about all these injuries. We did that with the Orioles in their season. I don't want to repeat this thing in football.
No. We had that years ago when the whole running back room was down and the secondary was down. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Didn't Lamar go down that year, too?
He did for a little while. Yep.
Yeah, I don't want that. Let's go out to Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Hey, good morning, fellas. The prime example for the whole comparison of Mahomes versus Lamar is you could look at three weeks of what Marquise Brown has done with Mahomes and compare it to what Lamar had him with. I mean, I know it's only 3 weeks, but do you think that Brown will have a 1,000-yard season with Mahomes?
He could. He could. I mean, he had 1,000 yards receiving here, but he was on his way to putting up all pro numbers until Lamar got hurt, if you remember. He was having a phenomenal year. He could have it with Mahomes.
I just think
that Hollywood Brown is, when it comes to the passing game, he's a product of the passing game as a whole. I don't think he changes the passing game. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't think he's a number one type receiver.
No, but I do think, I think he can, and I think he will, would be right around there, because I think Kelce is on the back nine of his career, and he's not the guy he was.
Is Eli still there? Oh, okay. Did you quite understand his point?
No.
Is he saying he's better with Mahomes or not as good with Mahomes?
I couldn't. Saying he's not as good. Oh, so Mahomes. Lamar got more out of Marquise Brown than Patrick Mahomes can.
I got it. But at the same time, I think he could put together a 1,000-yard season with Mahomes.
Yeah. I do, too.
Isn't that crazy, though? This man came into the league, the National Football League, as a running quarterback. And now you're making an argument that he made a receiver better than a guy who came in as a passing quarterback. And I'm not saying that Eli's wrong, because right now Marquise only has 19 receptions for 171 yards, haven't been in the end zone yet. So his point is very valid.
Yeah.
Could he have 1,000 yards receiving under Mahomes? Yeah, he can, but I think now that I understand his point, he's saying that at this pace, three games into it, he doesn't even have 200 yards receiving, so he probably won't have 1,000 yards receiving without Lamar.
It's three games. When people start to extrapolate, because it's they're assuming that every game is going to go the same as the last game, and that's just not correct factually. Things don't happen like that. I mean, look at Derrick Henry's first rushing game this year, and then look at his second and his third. This week he may break out. You don't know. Football doesn't work like that. Well, he had 100 yards, and he had 98 yards, and he had 107. So I'm assuming he's going to run for 110 yards this week. No. It doesn't work that way. It's different people, different elements of the game, different coaches that you're facing. All these things matter, and that's why it matters with Hollywood too. But I think he can, because I think Kelce, as I said, is not the target he was, and he took a lot. He made a lot of receptions in season after season for them.
Well, not only that, Ed, when some of these other receivers come back and there's more attention put on them, maybe that opens up a little bit more for Marquise as well.
Yeah.
Right now, who else is out there with him?
Yeah,
all the attention is on him.
Yeah, so you get the best corner every week.
Right, I'll say this: I understand Eli's point.
Yeah, for sure.
410-583-1057 is the number. Shovels at 7:15. Orioles walk it off in their final game at Camden Yards. We'll talk about that at 7:00. But on the other side, hey, you got a couple of dollars you want to put on some games this weekend? Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports is your guy. He joins us up next on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, broadcaster for WFAN Studios in New York. Ed Norris holding it down at the Home Hub in Baltimore. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline from Paramount Sports, he is Lee Sterling. Good morning to you, Lee.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. It's going to be a fun weekend this weekend. I mean, the games. I don't know if I've ever seen a window on Saturday, the afternoon 3:30 window and 7:30 window loaded like this. And then we got, you know, three absolute incredible games in the NFL, and Philly, Tampa, Baltimore, KC, and then the nightcap, Green Bay and Dallas.
The schedule is just, I mean, what they did to us this weekend is just absolutely ridiculous. Taking our lives away from us and gluing us in front of the television is just cruel. But, you know, we're going to weather through it. You went 2-3 last week. This week, Indiana with a huge win last weekend. They go on the road against Iowa. I'm telling you, 7.5-point favorites, that's a lot of points for your first time going into Iowa.
I agree, and they were perfect last week. I mean, no one saw that coming. I mean, if you thought Indiana wins, you're like, okay, maybe by 14, 17, 20 points, not by half a mile. So the question is, can they keep it going here? I think Fernando Mendoza is good, but do I think he's a first-round pick? No. I think that Iowa's defense is elite. I think that if they can limit them on first down, get them into some second long and third longs, I think they can get off the field here. Their offense, everyone thinks their offense stinks, but not the case. I mean, they're ranked 24th in points scored this year, 20th in yards per play, so is a big improvement. And as we all know, they have probably top five special teams, seems like every single year. And that's going to win a lot of games for you, or at least keep you close here. These teams haven't met since 2021, but I think the home advantage is huge here for Iowa. I think Indiana escapes in this game 26-24, but I'm taking the 7.5.
All right. Let's just move to the NFL. Eagles, Buccaneers, both undefeated right now. Eagles, obviously the reigning champs, but the Buccaneers have had their number, it seems, over the last couple of years. Don't know what it means year to year, but how do you see this one?
Yeah, they did. They won last year, 33-16. They've won six of the last seven games, and what's weird, including this game on Sunday, this will be the fifth straight game where the game is at Tampa, so the scheduling dynamics sometimes are strange. And here's the problem, though, I think, if Tampa Bay wants to continue winning. I love Baker Mayfield. He's been incredible. Three comeback wins. But last year's game, there was no Devonta Smith, no A.J. Brown. Now you have no Mike Evans. Chris Godwin's not back yet. The offensive line, defensive line banged up. Even the secondary isn't 100% healthy here. So I'm not saying Philadelphia is as good as last year. I don't believe they are. I think they're off in a few notches. But they're like Kansas City early last year, finding ways to win. I'm laying the 3.5. I have one in this game, 28-20.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yep. Lee Sterling joins us from Paramount Sports. Lee, Micah Parsons returns to Dallas. He won't have a hard time finding tickets. I heard they billed him for a suite before they traded him, so he still owns that. So he'll have a lot of people there. Packers are favored by 7, and Dallas' defense is horrible. I mean, absolutely horrible, but it's something doesn't sit right by them winning by a touchdown on the road.
Well, if Green Bay had won last week, I would maybe consider backing Dallas, but I think Micah Parsons is going to be on a mission. If you're thinking about betting his sack total, bet it now. Don't wait till the game time. It's going to go up and up and up, and also on tackles. He's going to be like a crazed dog out there. Biggest problem is CeeDee Lamb. No CeeDee Lamb for Dallas. And when you're without your top guy, your best guy is Pickens. I mean, then they can put their best guy on him and so on down the line. I don't love both
coaches, you know, head coaches doing the play calling. I don't think that's their strength here. And Jordan Love, I mean, what was he doing? That interception to no one late in the game was certainly baffling here. But I think with them losing that game last week, I think it was a wake-up call. And I just think they have too many weapons here. Dallas is too beat up. Green Bay pulls away late, 38-24.
And what about, of course, you have two – I can't believe you're saying this – two teams at 1-2, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, crazy that this has happened. I still think both will make the playoffs because I think both will end up, you know, rebounding even if they lose this game. So I think that Kansas City kind of found themselves last week, not saying, you know, they're back to where they were, but the offensive line was good. I think the Giants' defensive line is top three in the NFL. I mean, they get after the quarterback, and Mahomes was only sacked twice. Reed gets up for big games. Play calling has been good. What concerns me, obviously, is the weakest link of both teams, and that's the Baltimore defense. With 6 minutes remaining in the first half on Monday night, Baltimore's offense had only had the ball for a little over 5 minutes. And, you know, you're on the field for a ton of plays. Then you got to travel on the short week. And last year the line was Kansas City -2.5. Now it's 2.5 to 3. Baltimore, I don't think these teams have changed 5.5 points. I like Kansas City at home here, 24-20.
There you go. What's your game of the week then, Lee?
Yep, game of the week is game that should be an interesting game. People are trying to figure it out. It's early on Sunday, 9:30 in the morning. Vikings and Steelers. Vikings are laying 2.5. You want to get it for free, just call 800-400-9741. Again, the number for free. If you want to get Vikings and Steelers, also giveaway. How about this? The game tonight got Florida State traveling to Virginia. Give you that. Both free games. Just call 800-400-9741. Want to roll for our picks, especially in the NFL on a 6-0 run here from Sunday all the way through last night with Seattle. You want to hop on board, check everything out. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, thanks a lot, my man. Talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, buddy. Yeah, I like the picks. I do.
Yeah.
I just don't feel comfortable about the Packers, though, winning by a touchdown in Dallas. I think they win, but you're not just going to have your way with Dallas.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable with my pick with the Ravens because of injuries, but I'm still going to stick with it. I think he's right, though, he mentions the defense, because it's a liability. And with no pass rush, and we had none, and we'll have less now, that gives Mahomes all the time in the world. So
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bat Morning Show on the Fan. It doesn't seem right with these two going at it 1-2, with the loser being 1-3 at the end of the week. That just seems crazy. That's absolutely – no one would have predicted that.
No. Absolutely not. I mean, it's like, well, you're right. One of them would be 1-3 at the, you know, fourth game. It's unreal. Unreal. But, I mean, we knew it going into the season, looking at that stretch, that I remember saying if they come out 2-2, I'd be happy. And that's where they may be.
We're giving out shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, the Orioles finished off their home slate with a walk-off win, and they'll finish off their season this week here in New York. How will you describe what it's been like watching the 2025 Birds? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.